Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Don't be offended. This is for Me Too by Mary Lumsden is about seeking God's guidance through reading the Bible. Mary hopes and prays that by reading this book, someone would begin to have second thoughts about their life choices. This will assist you in becoming encouraged and putting your trust in God. Mary was born in Greensboro, North Carolina. There she attended school until she turned 13, moved with her parents to Philadelphia, the third eldest of six sisters. Aside from attending business school, she attended Bible school, having received her associate certificate in teaching biblical education. She never imagined herself writing, acknowledges that by the grace of God, he put the gift of writing in her spirit. And Mary Lumsden, author of Don't Be Offended, This Is For Me Too, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Mary. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thank you.
I mentioned you sort of surprised you found yourself as a writer here. What was the inspiration to write this book that, you know, probably years ago you never thought you would have been able to do? What was the inspiration for the book?
Oh, I guess as life went on, I'm going to church, going to school, doing whatever, and watching people's lives. I really can't explain it. Like the Holy Spirit is like that.
Well, yeah, I guess when you get a message, you follow through on that, don't you? Is that what happened?
That's
where you, obviously there was
exactly.
A strong message there.
Exactly. I couldn't explain it in a million years, and I said, okay, Lord, I'll do it.
Well,
writing.
I like the title, too, and talk about that. The title of the book is Don't Be Offended, This Is For Me, Too, by Mary Lumsden. Talk about the inspiration for the name of the book.
Don't be offended. I'm like, it's not really apologizing and said, why are you offended? Actually, because it's for me too, because God is no respecter person, as we know. It can happen to anybody. Life happens, and there's nothing we can do about it except pray about it.
Well, exactly.
And pray that he fixes it. So I said, don't be offended. This is for me too. I said, okay.
Well, that really adds to the relatability of the book as I'm reading the reviews and people are like, yeah, I can see myself here and I'm asking myself questions. And so this is something that you do. Talk about the concept here. Why did you think this book was needed by Christians? Obviously, it was something that you went through in life. Why did you feel now was the time that this message is really needed?
Yes, it is, you know how a church breakup or spiritual stuff that it seemed like the world going through is like it would be their problem, but it's also in the church because we are not so spiritual. We're just people until we accept Christ.
Yes.
Like they need some encouragement here. And a little enlightenment, maybe to elevate their spirit. And they understand once they know Christ. So I just started writing, these things came to me, and I said, okay, Lord, and these messages, like, thank you, Lord, Jesus will show up, all these little titles in the book, they actually came from him. So I can say they actually came from him.
That's amazing that you were sort of a co-author on the book, isn't there, that sort of guided you through all of this. The book is Don't Be Offended.
Yes.
This Is For Me Too. The book is written by Mary Lumsden, our guest on the program. That's Lumsden. You find the book at Amazon, all the usual places, readersmagnet.com, and we'll give you all of this as we go through the conversation here today. I asked that last question about why is this needed, do you think, now for Christians? This can be helpful for non-Christians as well. In fact, you're reading some of the reviews, and this book really is for everybody, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It kind of check out where your spiritual life is and where your personal life is, and it helps you get a little bit of guidance toward Christ, because he can straighten out anything.
Well, and you...
if whoever doesn't believe it, but that's, you know, a personal thing. You have to find out for yourself. So, like,
well, and you point that out throughout the book. Don't be offended. This is for me too. Mary Lumsden, the author, is our guest on the program. I mentioned taking sort of a second look at your life, doing an assessment as you're going through. Is there any particular age group that would benefit the most from reading Don't Be Offended?
say probably starting from maybe teenage years. I'm sorry, I maybe start 18. Even some younger people, you know, they're a little more perceptive now, reading and like, I think I'll think about that. Maybe that'll work for me. Maybe not. But whoever picks it up, I pray that they get a revelation from it, encouragement, and start thinking about, you know, we're not just here just to be here.
You know,
we're here for a purpose.
Yes, and it's hard to read the book and not do that self-assessment that we're talking about. As you go through, and Mary brings up all these very interesting topics, you find yourself going through a very contemplative state as well and figuring where you fit into everything and the choices that you have made. In this book, is this written a lot from your personal experiences?
Yeah, basically it is.
Okay.
Personal, and watching others' lives and kind of helping them out. So, yeah.
Well, and I guess that's the title, Don't Be Offended, This Is For Me Too. And again, I love the title. It's very explicit and, okay, we've all gone through these processes, you and me, and let's share these and we can come out better because of it. Is this a true story? Is it fictional? How would you categorize this?
I have to say true, because of a lot of the stuff I've gone through and I've seen people go through. So it was not really made up.
When did you start in your life looking back and having maybe second thoughts about life choices? And when, I'll ask you, when in what period of your life that happened, and then what happened when you went back and looked, and if you made any changes?
I could say so. So let me see, how many years ago? I'll say about six years, maybe.
Okay.
And it's a little late, but it just starts coming to you as you go through life and your kids getting grown and they're moving away from home. And you're like, okay, what could I have done different?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And then as you progress, I say, well, there's some things we have control of and some things we don't. So the things I have no control of, I say, okay, well, thank you, Lord. Anyway, and then moving forward, I started writing. That was totally not even in my mind.
Yes.
Because I write little poems here and there, and I never thought it would add up to being writing any books.
You know, and I keep coming back to that because that is such an amazing situation. You never thought that was going to happen, yet you felt compelled to write this book, had some assistance as you were doing it. And the book is helping people, so many people, in reading the reviews. What kind of response are you getting from Don't Be Offended, This Is For Me Too?
Well, thus far, I've gotten some positive response. It said, this is good. The negatives I haven't heard of, well, then that would be a personal thing because I can't control nobody's thoughts.
Well, yes.
But positive has mostly been positive.
Well, the book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places, information at readersmagnet.com, and all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll be able to link on directly to the Amazon page that has all the information on Mary and this book. Talk a little bit about once you go back and you reassess and making changes, how difficult is that? Sometimes people may feel like, you know, I'm 40, 50, 60 years old. I'm not sure I can make changes in my life. How difficult is it to make these changes?
Really not a whole lot different. It's just to go back and inform someone else that you don't have to go this way. It can go this way.
Yes.
So from our experiences, and everybody don't always take experience, everybody would like to experience it for themselves. But I was the kind of person like, I'm watching that. No, that's not the way I want to go. So I go the opposite. So,
You know, that's interesting, and you're thinking, but it sounds so easy, and really is it? And if you read Mary's book, Don't Be Offended, This Is For Me Too, you'll find the secrets that that Mary was able to use and share. What do you hope the takeaway is? When someone reads Don't Be Offended, what do you hope the message is that will resonate with them long after they put the book down?
That they pass this on.
Ah, yes.
Pass it on. Just pass it on from generation to generation. Show them the right way. Because the world's so going wrong now. We don't know what to think. But so that's why we stay on our knees now and pray that changes come.
Well, and you mentioned the teenagers would be good. Boy, wouldn't it be now? This has to be a very difficult time to be a teenager with all the forces at play out there and trying to sort everything out. And it's pretty easy to make bad choices, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I have a teenage granddaughter and grandson. He's 15. So they're kind of navigating. Mom helps them out. They were here in Philadelphia, so they've moved closer toward Florida.
Yes.
So they're in the heat.
Well, yeah, I can attest to that. Yep.
I try to talk to them, yes, and steer them in the right direction.
You know, so many outside influences in their lives now that we never had as we were growing
never.
Up. The book by Mary Lumsden, our guest, and that's Lumsden, if you're Googling, is Don't Be Offended, This Is For Me Too. The book available all the usual places. We'll send you to Amazon. That's easy. ReadersMagnet.com, Barnes & Noble, all of those places. One of the things you say is life may be unanswering sometimes, but one thing for sure, it's already written in the Bible that there is nothing new under the sun. Talk about the importance of that. That seems so simple, yet it is so true, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I always say that there's nothing new under the sun, like the Bible says, because all this is going on now, it went on in Jesus' day. But they just have different weapons, different faces, but the sin is still the same. If nothing changes.
Yes.
Nothing changes until you accept the Lord, and he can help you steer away from that sin that is so easy to beset you, that's always in your face, that's always there, and it's your choice to do it or not.
There's so much complexity, so much going on in life. We sometimes think to get the solutions to work through these, it needs to be a complex situation as well. And it really isn't, is it? As I'm reading Don't Be Offended, This Is For Me Too, you realize it's pretty basic. If you just follow what's there, trust your heart, it's pretty basic.
Yes, just follow what's right.
Yes.
Because wrong is always wrong.
Well, yes.
It can always be wrong.
You say something else that was fascinating in the book, too. Readers should never forget that God takes and gives in due time and always holds on to faith and good conscience. Talk about that, because that's sometimes we really get impatient in dealing with things, don't we?
Yes, we do. And if we don't stay in the Word of God, we're going to be impatient. We're not going to be able to wait for anything. We're just going to do it on our own strength. And the Bible tells us we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, through his strength. We don't have the strength to do it, because if we did, we wouldn't be in this chaotic world right now.
Boy, that's for sure. Well, how important has this been in your life, having this trust in God as you go through different circumstances and situations that we all do? It's up and down, sometimes both in the same day or even the same hour going through life. And it seems like you were able to get through all of this with this faith, this trust in God that you've had. How important has that been in making you who you are today and in getting you through life successfully and touching so many people?
I can only say it's God's grace. I can only say
yes.
God's grace, because all the ups and downs, the craziness and the stuff, and you never believe the stuff that I've been through. Or someone else has been through it, so I want to share it with them, to trust in God with all your heart. And as he said, lean not to your own understanding, he will direct your path. And that's what he's been doing, directing my path for sure.
With us on the program, a few minutes left. Time has gone by way too quickly. Mary Lumsden is our guest. The book is Don't Be Offended, This Is For Me Too, the book available, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places, readersmagnet.com, and we'll send you to, if you go to our website, we'll a direct link there for Amazon so you can get information and order the book, Don't Be Offended. Lumsden, by the way, for Googling, is L-U-M-S-D-E-N. You do such a wonderful job with this book and taking this topic that can be really difficult maybe to break down so people understand, and you do it so well and it's so relatable. What are you working on now? Are you writing another book?
Yes. I have another one coming out probably by August or September. It's King Jesus Is the Answer.
Ah, now that's coming out here fairly soon. Give us just a little bit of what that's about.
Oh, it's basically the same, but it's messages in the poems and scripture where you can go and read and kind of relate it to what you're going through or what you've been through or what you're going to go through, because it's the past, present, and future. He has it, and he's the only one who knows it. So we can put the past behind us. We can live for the present and see what God's going to have for us in the future.
And I hope we have a chance to talk about that, because that's such an important topic as well. That's going to be coming out soon, out now, the book we're talking about, Don't Be Offended, This Is For Me Too. Any other thoughts? Are you about to begin? Are you working on starting another book?
I have another one, but I haven't put that one in the publisher's hands yet. And that one would be called, Are You Offended Yet? You're soon be encouraged.
Okay, well, you've really, this message has gotten through loud and clear to you to write with these ideas that have been given to you, and you're doing such a remarkable job in getting them out there. Assisting you in getting them out there has been Reader's Magnet, the publisher of the book. What's that been like working with them, the business part of it and marketing part of it, to get the book out there so it gets in the hands of people and changes lives?
I'm not complaining. It's good.
Well, and then Reader's Magnet is readersmagnet.com if you're looking for information on them. A minute or so left in the program. I just want to talk about what this has been like for you, the process of writing the book, getting it out there, sharing your message, and reading reviews, and knowing that people basically worldwide are reading the book, Don't Be Offended, This Is For Me Too, impacting their lives in a very positive way. People you've never met, probably never will meet. And when that long ago, you never considered yourself to be a writer. What has this whole experience been like, actually writing it, getting the book out there, and making a positive change in lives?
It's been exciting to me because I'm up at night, up in the morning. The middle of the day, if an idea comes to me, well, I said, Lord, puts it in my, I jot it down. Then I said, okay, well, I'll get back to that. And as I did it, it just came together. I said, thank you, Lord.
Well, it must be an exciting time. And I'll just ask you here, it's always interesting how writers go about this. And it sounds like whenever the mood hit that the messages were coming to you, you went to work and writing them down. Was there a set time when you would sit at the computer and write things down? Or when the message came, you decided it was time to be a writer?
Actually, no. I just write it. And in between times, I'll sit at the computer, type it out, put it in the folder. It's kind of crazy the way it's going or went, and it's still going the same way. I put it together.
It obviously works for you, and I'm so excited for the success that you've had and looking forward to the next several books, the next one coming out here very soon in a month or so. This book that we've talked about, Don't Be Offended, This Is For Me Too by Mary Lumsden, L-U-M-S-D-E-N. The book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, readersmagnet.com, all of the usual places. Mary, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of Don't Be Offended. Thank you for being with us on the program.
And thank you for calling.
It has been our pleasure. Mary Lumsden, Don't Be Offended, This Is For Me Too. Book available wherever books are sold. And, of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.